way of doing things. Everything had to worship. And they said, for every small thing, get frightened. No, because fear. For everything that they're frightened. The fear comes, that's why they'll say, okay, then do this kavacham. Then pray to Subramanya. And for any dosha they have, you know, for any poison you had removal, you know, immediately they'll say, Rahu dosha, okay, pray to Muruga. Pray to Ganesha, Ganapati. Lots of obstacles come, then pray to Devi. What is this? Do we have so many gods or what? One Bhagavan, you invoke with Bhagavan's grace, now for specific reason, to fulfill a specific need, then you invoke the same Bhagavan in a given form. That's why the forms are many in keeping with our needs. Our needs are many. Isn't it? So what is each, that form becomes what now? That form is supposed to be an altar for Bhagavan. Of course, Bhagavan is not the form, but for you to be able to worship that form, bow to that form, pray to that form must be seen as Bhagavan, no doubt. Bhagavan is not the form, but the form is Bhagavan. But what happens later on, Bhagavan becomes that form. That is the problem. So let me complete at least the meaning of the verse which I said, and tomorrow we'll continue with Ashrama Varna Dharmas. Okay? Yeah. So today we were seeing the meaning of that verse. Janmana Jayate Shudraha Karmana Dvija Uchyate Veda Pathena Viprasyat Brahmano Brahma Vedanat. So as I said in the previous session, it is very natural for any child of, you know, any child, any human child, for a few years to be completely innocent in the sense that one cannot understand one's or anything, nor can one understand from listen. Even the child doesn't even know what it means by saying listening or understanding, hearing, no, remembering, nothing. The child doesn't know anything. That is why, as I said in the class, the child needs total attention. All that, the child becomes the, you know, child becomes the project for a mother. That is why mothering is not, that is with the dedication. The child will take all your time, energy, sleep. Even you will not have time even to eat sometimes. Because the child needs all your time. Because the caring, that non-demanding, you have to be, without anything expecting in return, you have to give everything as a mother. Looking after, mothering means not an easy joke, isn't it? Because that's why such a dude, we say it is not even, we don't even say you can't pay for mothering, isn't it? Non-repayable debt, that is. Not debt, I'm saying. Because that's a child. But such a, that's why by birth, all the human children are Shudraha. They do not know, therefore, here we can take, even if you're 70 or 60 or 50, 80 also, you will still, you are not able to choose to do the right. If you are not able to choose to refrain from the wrong action. Now, in spite of knowing right and wrong, in spite of being, in spite of having the capacity to choose to do the right, in spite of having the capacity to choose to avoid the wrong, still you are doing the wrong. No, you are avoiding the right means, not always, occasionally also, you are as good as Shudraha. Doesn't matter. You are a Shudra. Not as good as. You are a Shudra. Like the child. Immature. Any wrongdoer, anyone, whoever avoids doing the right, okay, omits the right actions, commits the wrong actions, is a Shudraha. Okay, now Adharmi is a Shudraha, according to the Gunataha Shudraha. How do you know Gunataha Shudraha? Isn't it? This verse says differently. But we really do not say the Shudras are inferior. When you understand, we understand the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, all the people of all classes are equally important. Isn't it? That is why all these four classes are personified as one big Virat Purusha. And then we say that the Purusha Sukta, which says Brahmano Asya Mukham Asit Bahura Janyakritaha Uru Tadasya Vaishyaha Padhyagam Shudro Ajayata. Now tell me, the feet are feet of the Virat Purusha. The Shudras form the feet of the Virat Purusha, Bhagavan. Vaishyas form the the thighs of the Virat Purusha, like the Kshatriyas are like the shoulders of Virat Purusha, and Brahmanas are like the head of the Virat Purusha. Without which part can the whole body survive? Without the legs, without the feet are very much dependent upon, isn't it? By other parts. Without the thighs, other parts cannot even be together. And without shoulders, the survival is not possible. Without head, nothing will move. Which means all the four, isn't it? Head is important, shoulders are important, thighs are important, feet are important. Like that, the people of all four classes involved in four different types of activities, all of them are mutually contributive, mutually supportive. And so all of them are interdependent. So none is considered superior, none is considered inferior. Okay? That is what we are going to understand there. That tomorrow we will see that. But today we finish this. But how Shastram, the Guna Shudraha. Here I am talking about the Guna Shudraha. Gunataha, one who is a Shudra by nature, is the most inferior. Who is like an animal. Like a child is like an animal. Because there is no knowledge of its own. Nor can the child be taught, isn't it? So, adharma, adharma, vivekaha, yasya, nasti. The one who doesn't have dharma, dharma, viveka, one who cannot choose to do the right, doesn't know how to choose to do the right and avoid the wrong also. Such an immature child is what we can say, shudraha. So whoever is wrong, whoever goes against dharma, is a guna shudra. So karma shudra is not inferior, okay? The guna shudra is the most inferior. Doesn't matter whether by birth he is a brahmana, by birth he is a kshatriya, jatitaha, whatever he is, by nature if he is a shudra, he is inferior. But this verse says, but every shudra, guna shudra, can improve himself, can develop, uplift himself, evolve himself into a guna brahmana. How? He says, next he says, karmana dvija uchyate. This child, immature child, who does not know what is right and what is wrong, who does not know, whose actions are completely governed by his own thoughts, his own mind. He's completely a slave. The child's behavior is an expression of the child's restless, agitated mind. Completely a slave, enslaved baby, enslaved child. Slave of a mind. Doesn't even know that the child is a slave. And later on, when he grows little older, 6-7 year old, and when he is able to speak, when he is able to respond, listen to what the parents say. That is why the parents have to talk to the child to draw the attention and talk in the same way, slowly, softly, you know, expressing all, you know, that fondling, expressing the warmth and care, and you have to say if the child can draw the attention, then the child will look at you. When you talk in such a language, isn't it? Don't go, okay, till bite. You can't say, don't go. You can't say that. It's a nice way of putting it, isn't it? When you say, the child listens. Okay, I'll give you a biscuit. Don't move here. Then, understand, little understanding comes. Then being told by others, being instructed by parents, and later on, being told by other elders in school, other elders at home, fondled by others, enjoying the warmth and care and love, the child being instructed, now the child is capable of understanding the instructions. Before it was not ready for understanding any instruction, raw. But now the child is capable of understanding the instructions. Then instructed by others, when the child himself or herself does not know right and wrong, but now the behavior is completely governed by the instructions of others, elders, then the child does the right, avoids the wrong. That is why parents have to be very, very careful. If we teach wrong things, children know, they don't know anything of their own. That's why in front of children, we have to be very careful in what we speak, what we do, what we say. If the father tells in front of the child, staying at home, tells his wife, somebody makes a phone call, tell him I'm not home. Maybe just to avoid some problems. The child listens and picks up all wrong things. Now, what I want to say here, because here the child also learns everything, watching, observing, and being as per the instructions. The child whose actions are governed by his knowledge of right and wrong, as per the instructions of elders, then that child is mature child. From being immature, from completely being raw, change has come. Some change, maturity has come. That maturity is called what, the second birth of a child. When the child is born from the mother's womb, it's a first birth. Okay, then being instructed, this growing out of this immaturity, becoming little mature, is taken to be what? Second birth of a child. It's like the egg comes out of the hen, isn't it? Then from the egg comes what? Chick, isn't it? Second birth. Like they say, Dvija. Dvijaha means twice born. Who is twice born? Is immature, raw-headed, becoming little mature and being able to understand the instructions and being able to behave in keeping with the instructions is what now? Said to be Dvijaha. This person is a Dvijaha. Then later on, but even now, the child does not know why I should do the right. Why? Here children ask the question, we tell them why I should do. But there, the child without even asking why I should do. Because you have blackmailed and mesmerized with your own chocolates and biscuits and nice words and kind words and fondling words and backstrokings and hugging and cuddling. You make in India somehow they make the children do things. But there'll be a time the child has to learn. Child understands. As a Dvija, he is a dharmi, he's a righteous person, ethical person. The child is ethical but doesn't know why I should do the right, why I should not do the wrong, why I should speak the truth, why I should not tell a lie, what be the consequence, etc. Child does not know. Which means not knowing the importance of dharma, not knowing the value of dharma. Child follows dharma. Not even knowing it is dharma, just the child does the right, avoids the wrong, because she's told by others to do. But later on, when the child is given to the study of this scripture, being exposed to the study of this scripture, Veda Patena, the child comes to know, not child anymore, as a grown-up person, young person, during Brahmacharya Ashrama, when he is studying, given the study of the scripture, this person understands, no more a child, no more a baby, isn't it? No more, so as an adult, understands the value, the very purpose of living this life. Moksha being the purpose, ultimate purpose of living, moksha being the ultimate goal of human life, and which is to be accomplished in terms of knowledge, and the knowledge of, he understands the value of the knowledge of the truth, and the knowledge of the truth has to be attained as the knowledge of one's own self, and attainment of self-knowledge involves what? Shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, and for which one has to be mentally prepared. One has to have a sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. One should have fourfold qualifications. And for all those qualifications, in terms of mental purity and mental steadiness, one has to live a life of karma yoga. One has to live a life of dharma. When a person understands all that, then knowing the value of values, value of dharma, when this person lives a life of dharma. Okay, he does not compromise with anything. No, he will come with anything for dharma. He will not compromise with anything for dharma, but he will not compromise dharma for anything. Such is not like an easy joke, isn't it? This person must know, must be very, very strong person, emotionally a strong person, who cannot compromise dharma for anything, who will compromise anything for dharma, irrespective of what he is going to lose, what he is going to gain, by knowing the greater value of what he will lose if he does not follow dharma. Understand? Such a person, knowing the value of dharma, when he lives a life of dharma, he is more mature. He is more than advijaha. So from this raw-headed becoming dvija, shudra becomes a dvija, and this dvija is mature and compared to shudra. But this person who is more mature than dvijaha is called a vipraha. Understand? This only difference between dvijaha and vipraha, the difference is what? Both follow dharma. One follows dharma not knowing the value of dharma. The vipraha is the one who follows dharma knowing the value of dharma. He is more mature. So knowing the value of dharma as a more mature person, when he lives his life, then that maturity will result in, will lead him to, will bless him with teacher, shastram, shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, everything. And it will ultimately, it will culminate in the attainment of knowledge of Bhagavan, knowledge of Paramatma as one's own swarupam. And that jnanam, so attainment of the self-knowledge is attainment of the knowledge of Brahman, and which is mokshaha. So brahmano brahma vedanat. So who is more mature than the vipraha is the most mature is the brahmanaha. He is called guna brahmana. Understand? So guna shudra slowly evolves. By birth all the human children are guna shudraha. By nature is shudraha, then the child, as the child physically, as he is aging, emotionally he should be growing. Physically we grow, carefully eating, not avoiding any meals. Or even some upavasams we follow also, isn't it? Still we grow, horizontally, vertically we grow. Is it? So we grow, physically we grow, along with the physical growth, there must be emotional maturity. Both should go together. But physically we grow, emotionally we remain immature. That is the problem. If you take care of emotional maturity along with the physical growth, then you are converting yourself from being a guna shudra to, you are uplifting yourself to a guna brahmana. This is the, now the most mature is the brahmana, guna brahmana, not a jati brahmana. So all of us can become guna brahmana. How? By attaining the knowledge of the truth. And for which you have to become a vipraha. Understand? So living a life of karma yoga, which will culminate in the jnana yoga, you know, preparedness, which will be followed by pursuit of knowledge, which will culminate in jnanam. Understand? Which is moksha. Therefore, it's all proper order. So everyone is by birth a guna shudra, and one day we have to become guna brahmana. Now we know, we do need not worry about whether we are jati brahmana or not. We need not think we are inferior because we are not jati brahmanas. By birth we are not brahmanas. We need not think, we need not have any superiority complex also because by birth we are brahmanas. We not feel inferior also that we are not brahmanas by birth, or we are not kshatriyas by birth. We are not, it doesn't matter whether by birth, it is, we can be whatever we are, doesn't matter. But we all have to focus on one thing. We were by birth guna shudras. No? And as we are growing, now definitely we are being exposed to education. So education itself is for us to widen our understanding. The more we see, the more we understand, then the more we can appreciate dharma, the more we can live dharma. That is the purpose of education, isn't it? How do we call vikasa, the growth, isn't it? Maturity, the wide vision. How does it come? It is why for anything. So here, as we grow, and as we grow physically, we have to take care of the emotional maturity, which, see, the physical growth takes place naturally. All that we need to do is put in what we need to put in, isn't it? Eat food, that's enough. The nature will take care of. The cell division we not instruct, isn't it? The physical growth is taken care of naturally, but emotional maturity you have to initiate. We have to initiate, isn't it? Use the will, use the buddhi, use the knowledge, and then, isn't it? Then you have to really initiate. And this should be taken care of. This emotional maturity, you become more and more mature, you are sattva pradhana. The tamav pradhana becomes rajav pradhana, then sattva pradhana, then jnana. Yes, we have to uplift. Therefore, we all have to become guna brahmana. You want to know the verse again? Because tomorrow I won't be repeating it. Janmana jayate shudraha. Jayate shudraha. Karmana dvija uchyate. Karmana dvija uchyate.
Veda paathena
viprasyat
brahmano
brahmavedanat. So brahmavedanat brahmanah, a wise person is a brahmanah, the most mature, isn't it? According to this verse, brahmanah is, you know, absolutely sattvikaha. One who cannot see any difference, one who cannot blame the world, one who cannot even, you know, one who is not dependent on the world, one who cannot blame the world. Such a person is a Brahmanaha. So this is all about the guna, shudra, guna brahmana. Talking about other people, generally. So the rest, the chatu, all four varnas in detail. And also, along with that, I also want to say a few things about the ashrama dharmas. Also, not in detail, but some it will be known. Then we'll continue tomorrow.